border protection 100 miles from the border to essentially do border enforcement. If you think about that, it makes perfect sense. You can't literally expect to line a 2,000-mile border, and heck, the southern border is shorter than the northern border, with people to deal with people exactly on the border. So we have internal checkpoints near the border, and the real issue here is doing enforcement at transportation hubs. And I got news for you and this bus company. We're going to keep doing enforcement at those transportation hubs within the boundaries of the law, as we have for decades. Decades, literally. President's been very clear to keep pressing ahead.
Cuccinelli also says that a federal judge's ruling that he was unlawfully appointed to act as head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has nothing to do with his current position as acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, and the decision from the judge will be appealed. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, today is March 3rd, and it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I'm going to do today my monthly real estate market update, both for Hunterdon and Somerset County, and I'm going to give you a recap of some information I heard this morning about how what's going on a worldwide basis with this virus, coronavirus could affect what I'm talking about. And we'll be right back. We're going to go through a few commercials, and here we go.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So it's Joe Peters once again, and they asked me to give you the weather forecast. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm in downtown Flemington, New Jersey, and it's raining. It's 52 degrees, and it says on my accurate Android weather system that today we're going to get a high of 54. I think we actually hit 55 today, and a low of 41. Tomorrow's going to be clear with a high of 55 once again, a low of 34. Thursday, repeat the same. Friday, a little more rain again, but in the 45 range, and the mid-40s Saturday as well. Actually, looks like Sunday's going to hit 57, and Sunday 64. It's almost summer. I mean, can you believe it? We're coming up on daylight savings time starting already. It's probably well overdue because it is getting lighter and lighter earlier in the morning, and I think if we tack that on to the end of the day, we can use more productive time with it. Always worried about the kids in the dark going to school, but boy, it's light about quarter to six anymore. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker, and we're going to do Real Estate Matters right after a few commercials.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So, hey, again, it's Joe Peters, and with Real Estate Matters, I'm going to go through our monthly recap. I publish this on a monthly basis, the first or second of each month. It's on my website, jpeters.com. You can go to monthly market reports, and you can view the report for both Hunterdon and Somerset County there. People ask me, where does this information come from? It comes from a composite of a few things. The first is I listen to a national broadcast each month before I do this monthly report, which talks about what's happening in real estate on a national basis. It's a subscription service that I subscribe to, and that is part of what I talk about in my monthly report. The second part is I do a Central Jersey subscription to a service that talks about what's happening in Central Jersey, and I take the national report and I make it updated to reflect what's happening in our territory. Then I attend a lot of seminars. I do a lot of reading. I was at a seminar this morning, not only talking about the state of real estate, but also what the impact of the coronavirus could be upon us. I'm going to go through that at the end of the program. Since I wrote this report, since before I attended that conference, I'm going to go through the report first, and then I'm going to go back and say, and here's what might change. So, this report has two parts. The first part is what is happening, and then the second part says why is that happening. Most people can tell you what's happening because they realize it. Well, most people don't have it to the detail level I do, but I got to tell you, most people cannot tell you why that's happening, and I make it a point to not only be able to tell you what's happening, but why it's happening. Based on the last 4 months of contract sales in Hunterdon County, and that would be the month of February, units going under contract averaged 81 days on the market. That's a little under 3 months. 189 properties went under contract in February, and that was up from 136, so spring market is coming upon us, things are picking up, and new properties at the same time listed in that month's time is 210. Our total inventory number decreased by 12% over the same time last year. That's important because we are short on inventory across all price points. Yet sales are up due to strong buyer demand, and the weather has cooperated, and that's our biggest good news issue right now, is that the weather never really got seriously bad. We had a few dustings of snow. We had a couple of cold mornings. But other than that, it's been a very mild winter. Knock on wood, it's March. Even if we do get something at this point in time, I don't think it's going to be major. 73% of all the sales last month were under $500,000 in Hunterdon County. The other 20% were above 500, and of that, only of all 100%, all 7% of our sales, or 14 of them, were above 700,000. That's pretty good. Now, you consider that the sales that concluded were probably done somewhere right around the end of last year, the very beginning of this year. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to conclude a sale. We had four areas with no sales last month. That was Bloomsbury, Frenchtown, Stockton, and West Amwell. We had three areas that only had one or two sales last month. That was, well, it was really four. That was East Amwell, Hampton, Kingwood, and Milford. We had our usual hot spots. These are the places people want to live. They comprised of 45% of our sales. That was Clinton, Clinton Township, Raritan, Reddington. That's where we do about half of our business month after month after month. The entire county has 26 municipalities. These four always do about half of our business. They, the average listing county-wise was $538,800. The average sale price for last month, or what went under contract, doesn't necessarily close yet, was $418,900, or roughly $419,000. And that was roughly $418,900 was roughly 22% less. To get an accurate price point for your property based on location and price point, give me a call, 908-238-0118. I can use our big data technology capabilities and put you in a unique advantage. I can show you the latest age and earnings breakdown for your particular area, tell you where the people are moving into that area from, and I can market for you back to those specific areas, the result being you'll receive maximum selling price in a shorter time with your house on the market. Houses priced and marketed accurately sell faster, especially if real estate industry veteran and local expert helping you navigate through this process. Now, we also break this down by price point, and we also break this down by town. And I'm going to give you a few of the highlights of both. By price point, we are in really good shape until you get over $700,000. In effect, we are, and I've got the, let me get the right figures in front of me. We are sitting with 5 months supply. We have an average of 3 months supply countywide. Now, so that means is we have 643 houses for sale, of which 189 went under contract. You divide one into the other and you get 3 months supply. That's the last 30 days under contract. So that means by the term absorption rate, if we did nothing and nothing came on and nothing went off other than these, we'd absorb that inventory in 3 months. Yet it is broken down by price point. When you get above 700,000 to 800, it's 11 months. When you get above a million, it's 20 months. The 800 to 900 is an 8 month supply. The 900 to 999 is a 4 month supply. So it does vary, and I do have those numbers on my website, or you can give me a buzz and I'll email you this over. Let's also take a look at that by town. I mean, we have some towns like Flemington had 7 houses for sale and 6 went under contract last month. That's a 1 month supply. We had other mountains like Kingwood, a little further to the west, had 23 for sale and 2 went under contract. And what seems to be one of our hotter areas, Tewksbury had 77 for sale and 13 went under contract. That's 6 months supply. Keep in mind, 4 to 6 is an average number. If you've got somewhere between 4 and 6 months supply of inventory based on the total inventory and the sales for the last 30 days, that is where prices are stable. They're not going up. They're not going down. I like to say we have rainbows, we have butterflies, and we have unicorns. If you get above 6 months supply, you start to see pressure on the pricing. And it reflects itself in the form of people taking markdowns in order to sell their property. And if you get below 400, the other end of normal, we have multiple offers. It becomes a seller's market where we're getting multiple offers. And the entire county, if I took every sale in the county and took a look at it for last month, we're sitting with a 3 month supply. So we're in pretty good shape. You get above 7, it gets a little soft. You get above a million, it's going to take a while to sell your house. But the good news is we do have a market. There have been times where we've had inventory and no market. And I'm also going to run through these numbers for Somerset County for you. Now, Somerset County is sitting with also 3 months' supply. But the big difference, remember I said on ours, we didn't have any issues until we got above, and I'm looking at the wrong sheet, there's Somerset County. We have no soft spots in Somerset County, all the way from the lowest price under 200 to the highest price over a million. We have 2 to 4 months supply. One of the 55-plus communities have 5 months supply. The condos, 3 months supply. Once again, you can look at these numbers at jpeters.com and just look for market reports. The average price for a listing in Somerset County last month was $645. The average price for a sale was $469. That's a 27% decline, and they sold in 57 days. There are several towns in Somerset County that had no sales. Far Hills, we don't sell a lot in Far Hills, and Millstone. I mean, Far Hills has a total of 13 for sale, and Millstone has a total of 2. But we've had other towns that have been off the wall in Somerset County, and that's where our hot spots are over there. 45% of their sales were under 500,000. And the over 45 between 500 and a million, and 10% over a million. Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsborough, Montgomery, those are the areas just to the east of Hunterdon County. Those are the hot spots, and they did 60% of all the business sitting in Somerset County. And the same thing with them. I mean, it depends on two things as to what your house is worth. The very first one is, where is it located? And the second one, what is your price point? I'll give you an example. If you have a price point of $500 to $600 in Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, you probably can expect 2 to 3 months on the market if it's priced right and it's in good shape. You put that same house out in Kingwood or in Frenchtown or in Holland, and we could double the time on the market. The further you are away from New York, the harder it is to sell your house. And as a result, the thing that makes people buy out there is we mark them down till they sell, and you get less for your house in those areas that I mentioned than you do in the areas that are our hot spots. So New York is driving our market, always have, probably always will. A lot of the jobs have, New York has had amazing numbers as to how many new jobs they've put on in the New York City area. And areas nearest to New York are where people want to live. If they can't afford to live in New York City or don't want to live in New York City, they come back to Jersey City or to Bayonne and commute in. They're in town in 20 minutes. And those areas, high rentals, but there are some houses that are bought and sold there as well, are very popular with people with that commute in mind. So what I'm going to talk to you now, you know what's happening. Sales are brisk. Houses that are coming on are selling very quickly if they're clean and priced right. We have several hot spots, Clinton Township, Reddington, Raritan, that sell half of our inventory at any one given month. It's not like this is an anomaly. Every month, the same four areas have sold half of our inventory, sometimes up to 60%. But why is this all happening? Let's start with the New Jersey economic factors. Still low inventory numbers are leading the price appreciation on existing homes. It's turning the tide back to a buyer's market, at least neutralizing it being a normal market. So we're seeing less and less long time on the market because we have less and less inventory. As I said, we're sitting with, let me give you that number again, 12% less inventory than we had last year. If we look at that same number for Somerset County, we're sitting with more like 15% less inventory than we had last year. And if you look at all the towns, and we're going to go through that number, we're sitting at about 40% of the inventory that we had 11 years ago, or in 2011, I got the numbers mixed up, which is 9 years ago. And I'll get to that and explain to you why. We saw an increase in 12% in sales in January versus last January. That was statewide. And while this was not in all 21 counties, 19 of 21 had an increase in sales. New Jersey finished with the highest contract sales on record. Decreases in inventory have occurred at all price points under 400 marketing, with the under 400 markets seeing the largest drop, about 25% decline. That's because we don't have the inventory there. If we had the inventory, it would be the largest increase in sales. Total purchases in January by 950 units over the January the year before, that's statewide. Interest still concentrates in the under 400 market, where the millennial and first-time buyers are. The 400 to 600 car market has increased in inventory over the last year and also increased in sales, 25% more than we were selling a year ago. At the same time, the number of new homes offered in New Jersey remained low. Tell me where you see new homes being constructed. Other than some one-offs, I doubt if you're seeing anything. More in Somerset County, you are starting to see some, and things come to the east to the west. But right now in Hunterdon County, we see some high-end luxury being built, one here, two there, maybe a cluster of four, but we're not seeing any great developments. Currently, 44,000 fewer homes, 60% less, are on the market than in 2011. Current unsold inventory in the state varies by county, with only 3 months for the whole state versus 4.5 months, which is a major drop. Why did that happen? That happened because it didn't snow and it didn't freeze up and people kept buying and we weren't listing yet because people are reluctant to put their house on the market till about this time of the year. By the way, every morning since last Friday, I've seen lots of new inventory coming on each month. So hopefully we'll come out of this, but the way they're buying them up, I got my doubts that we can keep up. We still have an acute shortage of inventory in both Hunterdon and Somerset County. Hunterdon and Somerset County are about 12 and 15% less in inventory than just a year ago, respectively. The market has changed from a seller's market to a buyer's market in the above 500 market due to additional inventory coming on and affecting the selling price for those properties. Also, we are now seeing some millennials coming back in this direction. 26% of them think it's the right time to buy. That's good news. Of the ones that are looking to buy, over half of them can't find anything in their price range. That's the bad news. Interest rates. This is the story of the day. We started the day off hearing that we had a half-point drop in interest rates. Our interest rates have been under 3.5% for the last month, falling very slightly. But I am seeing predictions based on the half-point drop in the prime interest rate today. We could see that get down under 3% really quickly. It's a unique one-time opportunity to get in on a very low-priced mortgages over the next few months. The economy is strengthening, and interest rates have fallen. 30-year conventionals about 3.45. I did a 3.3 with a buyer just this week. 15-year conventional mortgages are just over the 3% mark, and 5-year ARMs are about 3.25%. Consumer fears of further interest rates and hikes and slowly rising house prices are what's driving it. The Fed has made several downward adjustments, not including what was this morning, and more are still in order, so they happened. The fear of increasing interest rates coupled with steadily increases in prices is still driving the market. I really don't think we're going to see interest rates rise anymore this year. National job front. This is good news. On a national level, the U.S. added 2.1 million jobs in 2019 versus 2.7 in 2018. U.S. employment rate slowed in January, but came in with 225,000 jobs. being added. Unemployment rate slowed slightly as a result, up to about 3.6%. At the end of January, we had 6.4 million jobs open and only 5.8 unemployed people. Those are those 3% that are constantly unemployed. If you want to work, there's work. We have people that are unskilled for some of the jobs that we have open because they were educated in the wrong area or haven't got the skill set that are needed for these jobs. And we're hearing we not only can't find qualified people, we just can't find people in some cases. Now, on the Jersey front, job-wise, we're in a little bit of shape. We added 39,000 in 2018 as compared to 47,000 the year before. But we remained at 3.5% unemployed, even better than the national level at 3.6%. And it's maintaining consumer confidence in New Jersey. The level of jobs created has been at consistently higher levels. We're sort of increasing 3% plus each month. It should be noted these jobs are mostly in the northern half of the state, and it's important to look at the unemployment numbers by county as well, because even though New Jersey is at 3.6%, 3.5, the federal rate is at 3.6, the U.S. rate, Hunterdon County is at about 2.5, and Somerset County is still under 3%. So the counties we live in are doing really well. I'm going to just click my phone off so it doesn't ring again on us. There we go. Rental market trends. We've gone through a change in rental markets. We, over the last 5 years, have built a ton of new rentals, not specifically in Hunterdon County, more in Somerset County. But once again, things go from east to west, and you're going to see some new rentals coming on. We've had some new ones in the Clinton area over the last couple of years, but downtown Clinton, there's a 111-unit project proposed, of which 20% will be affordable housing. They'll be all rentals. If you look behind where Safeway is, on 31 South, right before HealthQuest, you'll see new rentals going in. If you look across from where you get gas at Costco, you'll see ground being cleared. More rentals are going in. I really think we have overdone the rentals, and I think it is slowing slightly because of that. But in effect, in Somerset County, we must have put 2,000 rentals in between the Somerville Circle and the heart of Hillsborough, which is down to Amwell. I mean, just mile after mile of rentals going in there. The drop in home ownership hit a 12-year trend, showed us going from 71 to 66%. It's a national decrease, and it covers the people that lost their houses for various reasons 10 years ago. However, the 71% level resulted from what I just said. Households with no children stand at 65%, reflecting a decline in our schooling population. One article states that the average homeowner, and this is an important point, so in other words, rentals have increased. The amount of people owning a home has increased slightly. It dropped down to 64%. It's now up over 65%. But one article talks about equity and what its value, and it says a person 65 plus who's owned his home most of his life has an average of $300,000 in net equity, where a person who's been renting during that time probably has about $8,000 in net worth. But the number of renters has increased over the past 25 years for two reasons. A lot of people lost their houses and had to go into rentals. A lot of seniors, there's really three reasons. Seniors are favoring rentals. No reason to buy an investment property as a senior. But we're also seeing that people are looking to rentals because they can't find anything to buy. and millennials are actually looking to the east and not only looking for rentals, but now looking for them here. And it's been part of the erosion of that physical capital of people in this area of the state. Foreclosures are in check. They're not good. They're not bad. We don't lead the nation anymore. We're number five. In 2018, foreclosures in 2018 were the lowest in the state in 4 years. And in 2019, even better number, without just under 38,000, lowest since 2012. For only 1 month in 2020, it looks like it's kicked up a bit and could be closer to 40, but it's hard to forecast on just 1 month. So let me go for the recap of what I'm seeing in the market, and then I'm going to talk about what I heard this morning about how the virus can affect this. We're now in our longest economic expansion in America for 125 months of progressive positive job gains. The GDP is still rising, although not as fast as it once was, and at 3.5% unemployment, New Jersey's now near the national average, which is currently 3.6. For the longest time, we were above it. The best-paying jobs, the most attractive jobs, are in New York City, pulling a lot of our people, especially the millennials, in that direction. Wages are up significantly at the same time. Interest rates have decreased to just under 3.5. I think we're going to see it go under 3.0 with the announcements this morning in the next 30 days to 60. And house prices have risen about 3% at the same time. So the fear has always been that prices are going up and the interest is going up. Well, now interest seems to be going down, but the prices are still going up. Baby boomers who chose to stay put because they couldn't find anything and sort of fix up their existing house have now found that there is inventory to move up to. And in a lot of cases, they're moving into this 4 to 6 range, freeing up the inventory underneath them. That's good news. That gives the millennials and the first-time buyers something to buy. And there's still little, if any, entry-level construction going on in our area, just larger homes and newer rentals. Nationally, new construction is 50% of what it was over the last 10 years. And as a result of the previous 2 points, we're experiencing our current shortage of housing, although rentals were 65% of everything that was built last year. Empty houses are starting to appear at our higher price points, especially over in Somerset County. I told you in Hunterdon County, you get soft at about $700,000. It just takes longer to sell your house, but there is a market. In Somerset County, that starts at about $1.2 million. We're really active up into the just over $1 million category, but at $1.2 million, I sit houses in Somerset County in that price range that have been empty for a while. Foreclosure rates have almost normalized. There is strong continued buyer confidence. Robust job situation is supporting the national economic situations. The robust job situation is supporting. Current virus scare is a wild card. And we're going to talk about it. Changes in lifestyle. The average age of marriage is now in the late 30s. We're not having children till then, or getting married even till then. Families usually have one, maybe two children, up from down dramatically from when we had 3 and 4 not that long ago. 70% of all houses in New Jersey don't have a child of school age in them, and 50% don't have two people in them. As a result, the large house is no more in demand. 80% of our customers perceive home ownership as part of the American dream. Builders are thinking about building 4-bedroom center hall colonials because that's what they have to build on the prices of the lots that they buy and based on local building code. But buyers are thinking smaller luxury high-rise and close to mass transportation and work. Truly a mismatch, especially here in Somerset County. 60% of all new housing in 2020 in New Jersey were rental sector houses, and 2020 numbers will surpass that. So 2019 were rentals in 2000. It has contributed to a lack of new construction. So let me restate that because it wasn't that clear to me as it came out. In 2019, 65% of all of our new construction were rentals. It's slowing a little bit for new permits in 2020, but it's still going to be above 50%. We are starting to see some new developments get built, but most of those new developments are rental-only developments. We aren't starting to see anything new other than affordable housing, which means it's only for those who are below a certain level in income that you could consider starter housing. Starter housing, you'd be lucky to find anything in Hunterdon County under $300,000. And as you move over to Somerset, it's probably more like $375,000. Market conditions. It appears that we're entering the next phase of the housing cycle, which is still active, just less robust in price appreciation. And the warnings of economic slowdown seem to be on hold for now. Last year we were talking, whoa, will there be an economic slowdown? Right now it's not even being discussed. Should we eventually see a slowdown, we may see fewer sales and less price appreciation. But in general, homeowners are sitting on more equity in New Jersey. 95% are plus equity situation, and they're no longer using their house as an ATM, which is what led towards the housing crisis 10 to 15 years ago. Consumer confidence remains high. Most consumers still see home ownership as a sound investment. There's a bit of offset to this by the political turmoil that we see on the TV every night. Most customers are seeing homeownership as still something they want to obtain. Sound investment, part of the dream. The confidence is reflected in the buyer traffic that we're seeing on our open houses, and affordability will never be as good shape as interest prices have lowered and house prices are starting to eat in a little bit to what you can afford. Millennials make up about 35% of our current home ownership, and there's room for much more if we can find them houses. Central New Jersey's trend in 2019 showed an increase in home sales, but the increase is only in houses under 400,000 market, and that's been stymied by lack of inventory. The 400 to 600 has increased a bit because we've had an increase in inventory, and the over 600 is challenged with pricing. I have to tell you, if you look at an average of 3 to 4% rate in price appreciation last year, the under 400 probably had 5 to 6%, the 4 to 600 probably had a 3%, and the over 6, over 700 probably stayed flat, and if you get way up there, probably dropped a little. Minimal new construction, five-year forecast indicates slow but steady price growth, but at reduced rates. There's an acute shortage of inventory in both counties. 60% of inventory that we had in 2011, but we're selling more houses than we sold then because we're selling them much quicker. It's simple. We could sell more houses if we had more inventory. In 2019, prices rose just over 3%. I just broke that down for you. In 2020, it's going to be more like 2 to 3%, and probably in subsequent years, maybe even 1.5% to 2.5%. Mortgage delinquency seems to be in check, and the forecast, as I see it, setting virus fears aside, the economy will continue to process with no recession currently in sight for the next 12 months. Prime interest rates have dropped several times and dropped again this morning. Home prices will rise an average of over 3% in the next year, and that will further decrease the buying power. The most bullish projections are seeing 6 to 7% increases over the next 3 years. We're not seeing any forecasts for drops. That's good news, not counting the virus. Supply remains tight, even though it's improved a little. Many new jobs seem to be resulting from the tax changes and the Jobs Act. The first time in memory, we have more jobs over the last 12 months than we have people. We now need to match the skills to the job requirements. The affordability index shows us much more room for sales. Our people are earning more than they have to spend on new housing, which means more and more people can buy new housing if we can find it for them. some high-end fallout has resulted in the residential from the SALT and mortgage interest changes. Those people, I heard this morning, there is absolutely no tax in sections of Florida, and most people in the over $1 million range have just picked up and moved. We lost 5,800 last year. We're currently losing 500 a month people outbound. Commercial real estate is also flourishing. We're filling up these industrial parks. People, this is key. People in their home over 10 years are really building up equity. And this is a surprise to them when they take a good hard look at it, when they start to think about selling. And as a result, they can restructure their financial situation to take advantage of a good example might be college education is not tax deductible. But you might be able to take money out of your primary house and make that tax deductible and use it to pay off things like college education or a summer house. In both of those instances, you need to talk to your financial advisor and tax people. 37% of all houses in the country have no mortgage at all. They've actually paid them off. Small investor activity in the market is up. In many cases, there are flippers buying low-end, unsaleable inventory and bringing it up to marketable value, and they are selling. And just a disclaimer, this has been presented as a public service by myself, Joe Peters of Coldwell Banker, and I took reasonable precautions in presenting this information. Please consult with a professional sales agent and take no actions based on my opinions, gather trends, and statistics. I assume no liability. I can be reached at 908-238-0118 to discuss anything you heard here or see in my newsletter or on my site, and I'm always available to talk. I entertain new buyers and new sellers, and I also specialize in seniors. And we don't have a lot of seniors of activity, but I've set a couple of seniors open houses since the first of the year, and it's a very active market. Now, this morning I went to a seminar that I go to twice a year, and we talked about what, before we got started there, what will be the effect of the virus scare. And the overall message here was that it will have an effect. And even though it may not affect what you do for a living, it's going to affect the living of people who will be buying houses. And it affects them as the supply chain slows down. It may affect the real estate market. Now, the good news is that viruses tend to clear up once it gets warm and get worse once it gets cold again. So we're just on the edge. I mean, this morning I was walking around without an overcoat on, but this evening it was raining and I'm back on. But we're coming to a point where naturally the virus situation should clear up. And it's by no means of any great concern, but we do have some people overreacting to it. A lot of it comes from the news. I mean, they're trying to do their job, and in doing their job, they're trying to be sensational. And in being sensational, they get us to watch them, so I guess we force them to do this. But if you take a look at the numbers of the people affected by the virus in New Jersey as of this morning, and I've got them here somewhere, it's not of an excess that is of any great proportion. We're looking at globally 85,000 people. This was as of the end of the day yesterday with the virus and 3,048 deaths. In U.S., 86 people. And there were two deaths, but I believe there were four more yesterday. So we're sitting at a very low mortality rate. As a matter of fact, I think as you look at this daily, you're going to see the numbers go up because they're discovering more and more and more and more people are the one place that they discovered a lot of it was in Washington State yesterday, and most of that got brought in by somebody coming in out of China. But you see the heat map saying, here's areas that you don't want to travel to. We're actually putting out travel restrictions on some of the cities in Europe, definitely China, definitely some of the Mideast areas that you hear about every night in the news. And Europe has a unique situation in that there's no border control in a European Union. I mean, you get on a train in France and go to the next country, and you get on a train in that country and go over to the next country, and there's no border control. So it's really hard to control, and I think protecting ourselves from this as we go forward will be a concern. But I can't say that we shouldn't be concerned, but based on what I heard this morning, I think the concern that we've got is a guarded concern. And as of yesterday, 86 people in the whole nation. Today, even that number doubled compared to 89,000 globally. Is not a big number. It sounds like we're doing a reasonably good job of containing it, or you might say not discovering it, but I think if it was there, we'd have discovered it. And it is a concern. And the concern is, will it affect us because we're what we're considered a gateway state? Now, what is a gateway state? A gateway state is a state that imports a lot of goods into itself and then sells them to neighboring states. We're central to, not central, but the statewide, we're central to New York and Philadelphia. So we've got Port Newark and Port Elizabeth. We have a lot of dock workers. I heard this morning there's about 300,000 just in the two ports. And if we stop importing, if we stop the supply chain till we get this under check, it could affect the people earning in those areas, and those people are going to stop buying other things, and it could have a ripple effect. So with a little luck and a lot of prevention, it's not going to be a major thing, but it is a concern. And that was the message being given. They say the two areas, which are both travel-related and trade-related, are things like airlines, trade being the ports, the vacation market. I mean, everybody right now, I know we're planning to do a late spring vacation in Europe. We've put it on hold. It's not like we're not going to spend the money, but we're not going to spend the money this spring. And as a result of that, another industry is going to get affected. The same thing happens in reverse. People are coming to the United States, mm-hmm. and they're going to put that on hold. So there's a cause and effect, and the fear of this becoming bigger and the things that we're taking into consideration to try to contain it, entertainment's another good, people aren't going to the movie theaters. I heard one of the presidential contenders last night say people aren't going to Chinese restaurants. We were told at the conference this morning, do not shake hands, fist bump at best, no kisses on the cheek. If you're not feeling well, please leave. Your tuition will be refunded or will situate you in another class as you're feeling better. Once again, the warmth brings relief to the effect, but the effect has been shown in the stock market. It's been... We had three very corrective days at the end of last week. Then we had yesterday, which sort of put a third of it back. And then we had today, which took a lot of it off. I didn't look at the last number, but it wasn't looking good when I walked into this session this morning. And today we're looking at another 800 points off the market. So even if we put 1,300 back, today we got 800 off. We lowered the Fed rate and are going to lower rates around the world in order to stimulate trade. But just the fact that they lowered the rate obviously didn't have the effect they were looking for, because the market, although it went up right after they corrected the rate, it went back down and closed almost 800 points off. So let me go through a couple of other things that we discussed this morning. We're looking at our economic indicators, and the economic growth in has moved from 2.1 in the second quarter of 2019 fourth quarter to 2.6 this quarter. Good news. So that's economic growth, GDP, moving in the right direction. We have mortgage rates higher than our salary and wages. And as a result of that, we have optimism and we have discretionary money available. It's too early to tell, but we're on pace in 2020 to hit 2.6 million new jobs. That's going to be affected by what happens over the next couple of weeks or months. But we're headed in the right direction. We haven't seen that number since 2015. New Jersey is underperforming the rest of the nation. That's a concern. And they're expecting slower growth in New Jersey. And I think to some extent that's because we're losing our high end of the economy by people moving out of the state, but at the same time, we're bringing jobs into the state. Now, how does that work? I do a lot of work in Somerset County as well. And if we were to look at the millennials that come into the workforce, they're typically between 25 and 35, maybe a little older at this point in time. We have a net minus of millennials because they just got up and moved. They felt they wanted to work in another state, or they wanted to work in New York or and live closer to New York. So at the same time, we're increasing jobs. And the increase in jobs is coming from foreign immigration, people moving into the pharma industry from other countries because they are willing to work in this area, and we've got a great area to work in. Economic indicators in New Jersey. Non-farm gains has slowed, and it'll slump again because of that gateway effect that we talked about. We're looking at the economic indicators for the state by where the jobs are. And although the 12-month change, which was roughly 30,000 jobs, 24,000 of them are in leisure and hospitality. So if we stop doing community events because of the fear of the virus, you can see what the effect could be. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's do everything in our power to make it not happen. It is a concern. It shouldn't be ignored. But we are warning at this point in time that it could have its effect. This is Joe Peters. Next week, we're going to talk with Professor Jim Hughes from Rutgers. And I heard him speak a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about the effect of the overall national economy in New Jersey. We didn't talk about the virus. I'm sure it will come up next week. And he had some very encouraging, but at the same time, interesting forecasts for New Jersey. And I've asked him to come on and go a little bit deeper with us on that. So this has been Joe Peters. This has been my monthly update. I appreciate you tuning in, and I'll be here at 4 o'clock next week with Professor Jim Hughes. Thank you for tuning in.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Give me a call. I don't bite. I'm easy to talk to. I'm full of information. I'd love to help you understand your individual situation as it pertains to our current real estate market at 100 in Somerset County. 908-238-0118. Talk to you next week along with Professor Jim Hughes.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world, and I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Reporting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points, and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump set to visit Tennessee on Friday after tornadoes ripped through the state early this morning, leaving at least 21 people dead. The president says the federal government is here to help.
Get there and we will recover and we will rebuild and we will help them. And condolences, tough situation. Such bad news when you see that.
NASA is hiring. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month.
A judge in Connecticut has dropped the murder charges against the late Fotis Doulos. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're.